This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm day across the region with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa sees similar weather, perfect for a stroll outside. Eilat remains sunny, ideal for a day at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Saudi Arabia struck militia targets in Iraq earlier today. These targets are reportedly linked to Iran near the northern border. Also, Ynet reports that an IDF colonel warns that fighting in Gaza may resume as Hamas rebuilds. This follows local protests over military protection cuts, also this hour. From Maariv, Prime Minister Netanyahu secretly flew to the Emirates during the ongoing war with Iran. This follows news of the Mossad chief's covert visit there. Separately, I-24 News confirms Netanyahu met with UAE President MBZ. This occurred during the conflict with Iran, adding a diplomatic twist. And finally, in earlier reporting from Ynet, an IDF colonel cautions that Hamas remains armed. This has led to protests over military protection in the area. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that a teenager died from Israeli fire in a West Bank village. This adds to the recent spate of violence in the region. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that Gulf states have intensified efforts against alleged Iranian sleeper cells. Several cells were exposed across the region, escalating tensions. Eve Barlow, a commentator, writing on X just now, criticized silence on Hamas's sexual violence. She challenged self-proclaimed feminists to speak out. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Saudi strike in Iraq. Walla reports that the kingdom targeted militia groups linked to Iran. This action underscores ongoing tensions in the region. The strikes come amid a period of heightened alert for potential Iranian retaliation. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to Ynet, IDF Colonel Omri Mashia highlighted the risk of renewed conflict. Hamas has not disarmed, despite recent military operations. Local communities are raising concerns over reduced military presence, fearing for their security. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's secret visit to the UAE is stirring diplomatic waters. Maariv reveals that this comes as Israel is engaged in conflict with Iran. The meeting could signal realignments in regional alliances. The visit's impact on ongoing negotiations remains to be seen. On the economic front. First, from Maariv Business, tech entrepreneur Liad Agmon expressed concern over the declining dollar. He warns that this trend could impact the tech industry's profitability for years. Separately, according to CTech, investing in software and cloud is challenging now, but SaaS remains viable. Josh Potter from KPMG shared insights at a recent New York conference. And finally, Walla Business reports a major counterfeiting case in Ashdod. Shabtai Koren faces charges over a sophisticated operation involving forged banknotes. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.